Now, not only that, we can also find a set of suboptimal controllers. Now, the optimal controller actually is a little bit complicated to construct. It's much, much easier to construct the suboptimal controller. So we take a gamma, which is greater than the optimal gamma. Then we can find a central controller very easily. It's the same formula as we have already given in the general case for general Coppermann factorization. But here, what we can see is that the x infinity can be solved very easily. It's a function of q and y. Okay, we really don't need to solve that Riccati equation involved with gamma at all. We only need to solve two equations, y and q, that do not involve with gamma at all. So there's no iteration is necessary for us to compute the h infinity control in this case. This is in a strike contrast to the general H infinity problem, where we usually need iteratively solving for the optimal gamma. Here, we can find a gamma explicitly by just solving two algebraic equations. One algebraic Riccati equation, which is a filtering equation, the other one is a Lyapunov equation. So this is a really nice formula for this special case. Now, we can also conclude, of course, that's what we are actually saying, is that, well, if we have a controller, that satisfies the H infinity norm, then, of course, this controller robustly stabilizes a set of Plant which has the uncertainties which is less than 1 over gamma, or actually epsilon here. Epsilon is 1 over gamma here. So also, we can state another way that the problem has a robust stability margin, which is given by gamma, so that you can tolerate as much uncertainty as epsilon, where epsilon is a fixed number which can be computed from the arguments of y and q.